the Justice Podcast with your hosts, Damber Wagner and Jacob Willis.
What's the deal, y'all? Welcome to episode 35. It's your girl, Just Living Baby.
And your boy, Jacob Willis. You tuning into the Just Us Podcast.
And as you see today, we have a guest. We have the beautiful and talented mother, model, philanthropist, and so much more, Caitlin! How you feeling?
I'm great. I'm okay.
Thank you for being here.
I'm grateful for you guys inviting me.
Period. You look amazing head to toe.
It smell good.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
It's giving luxurious.
I can't. Yes. So yes. Fucking funny.
So on every episode, we start with a mental health moment.
Okay.
And we decided to base it around you.
Okay.
So we know that your baby's father is YG. Mm-hmm. He's always in the media with who he's dating and this and that. Your life is always pushed on the scene. Mm-hmm. Anything that you go through, basically. How do you deal with that? Not having the privacy and everything.
Oh, man. I honestly want to say everything is always one day at a time.
Okay.
One day at a time.
Okay.
Also, I feel like when you become with like the repetition of living a certain lifestyle, it just mm-hmm. becomes a habit and you become accustomed to whatever you deal with or whatever you have to go through. So I just gangsta my shit out the best I can.
Oh, I like that.
I know
that.
That's right.
The best I can. You know, that shit comes with a lot of shit and you just grow through it and go through it.
Okay.
It ain't easy.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, we feel that. Any advice for others that have their life put out there, how they can deal with it and not get all stressed out?
Right, holding it all together, especially mm-hmm. knowing that you have two beautiful daughters.
Right, that can see right. and hear about it.
You don't probably want to show them, you know, the times that you are sad and things like that.
I feel like, that's a good question. I feel like being vulnerable is a big deal for me. And I feel like it's important to do so because you have young girls, but you also want to show them you're strong. But I will say that I'm not 100% perfect. And I'm just like, you literally have to take it one day at a time. I don't know. Just working on your self-love, staying true to yourself and doing things that you want to do because you really get lost in that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just hard. Everybody's situation is different.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
So you just take it one day, like one day at a time. And then also you try to invest more in your kids and focus on that and things like that to kind of keep you pushing mm-hmm. and moving. And that's really where I'm at. Like, and therapy. Oh, I do
good.
Therapy.
Okay.
I'm in therapy. I love therapy.
Wow. Every week?
Every. You want to know? Twice a week.
Shut
That's
up.
Good. I have a okay. friend that does therapy every week. She lost both of her parents, so every week she talks to her
yeah,
therapist.
Yeah, a lot of people, it's like a stigmatism on therapy, especially mm-hmm. in the Black community or any minority, like especially in men too. So
facts.
I've been holding off on going to therapy, not because I was like scared to talk about anything. Mm-hmm. I'm not scared, but I just, for whatever reason, probably wasn't ready to do the work.
Right, okay.
So, but I go to therapy, so that shit, it helps. It helps you with your past traumas. It helps you with your present traumas. And trying to work on not your, you know, the generational curses of mm-hmm. how you pass shit down and your habits to your kids. So therapy.
Therapy,
that's it.
Yeah.
Therapy.
Well, you guys, so we haven't done a catch up in a while. Me and Amber, we didn't film last week. But you guys watched the pod, so you guys know that Amber has never been on a date. Mm-hmm. But that has all changed.
What?
Yeah. So before we get too much into this interview, we need to hear about this date.
Okay, went on a date. We went to the Yard House. He was very sweet. He was a little bit late, so, you know, whatever. But he did pay for everything. But then, you know me, I start seeing him pay for, like, the drinks and everything. So I kind of was like, okay, you know, I'll get the next two rounds. But my friend told me don't do that. Let a man be a man and handle it. So I still was doing too much. Mm-hmm. But it was cool. And then we were supposed to go out again, but we did not go out again.
But why not?
I don't know. We still were in communication, but we just haven't been out again.
Damn.
Did he let you know, like, yo, Mom, I want to see you again?
He did. Right. He did.
And so did what happened.
And then we kissed at the end of the day and everything.
Did your foot go up?
No, it was hard to lift.
You know, I'm extra. My foot go way up.
I'm fucking scared.
No, I don't know what happened.
Y'all kissed?
Yeah, a little tug.
I love that.
A little tug. Oh, so was it just a regular peck?
I don't know what it is. I can't. I don't know.
You don't use
the
tongue?
No.
Oh.
bitch. No, I'm saying like first date kissing. I don't know.
But I've been knowing him. It's not, you know, this is our first date.
Okay, that's cool. That it's more so with that because it's like you take a chance with anybody you fuck with.
Oh, facts.
But I just more so say like when you don't really know people and you meet them, it's like, oh, fuck.
Right. Yeah, that's deep. Yeah.
I don't know what you got going on. But yeah, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, especially if you had like a prior relationship.
Exactly,
it's a friendship. You kind of know how they move. That's all. It's like hygiene. That's what I'm getting at.
Okay, But I feel like he just has a lot going on. So, you know, still on the market. This is a cold world.
Hey, listen. That's one day and many more to come.
Right. What's been up with you, Jacob? You've been out at these fancy restaurants. What? You've been producing another podcast. I mean, you've been on the scene.
I got to get in my bag. Christmas is coming up.
Okay, you've
been
in that black truck quite often as well.
Well, I love a good black truck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have been producing a podcast called The After Hours Podcast.
Okay.
It's been different for me. I never produced anything before. So when they asked me, I was kind of like, you know, I'll be on my Tyler Perry shit a little bit.
Right.
And as far as the fancy dinners, I've been meeting a lot of rich niggas.
I love that.
So, hey, they offer to pay. Jesus. I'm on my way.
Ooh.
So that's what I've been doing.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah. Cute. Yep. And just preparing for the holidays. I'm going home to Texas. My family's from Texas.
Oh, they're excited.
Right. So they're excited. I'm going home, seeing all my nieces and nephews. Mm-hmm. But yeah, enough about me. Who is Kate?
Who is Kate? The real Kate.
Right. Who are you? Me, what are your hobbies? What are things you like to do? What makes you happy?
Well, I will tell you honestly, in the life and space that I'm in the age that I'm in, I am a completely different person than I was a long time ago. I know people say you transition and you grow, but when I say I'm a 360 from the person I was when I was younger, but it's crazy though, because I've been trying to get the old me back. I was just hiking with my best friend earlier today, and we were talking about like, fuck, man. I wish I had some of my old ways. I've kind of softened up a lot. I don't like that.
Stuff slide now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I've been talking about this heavy, and since we're going to talk about it, who I am, I've been working on my boundaries.
Ooh. You're deep boundaries. For the sin.
Yeah, boundaries. I've been working on that. But who I am, I'm a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? I'm refinding myself and trying to figure my shit out in my life and what I really want and what matters most to me. Obviously, kids on top is always, you know, but I'm a mom first. I've been going to church a lot. I've been trying to get into that, so I go every Sunday. I don't know. That's like a deep question. It's sad to say I don't have a definitive answer for you.
That's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a whole lot of everything. I'm relearning. Yeah. I'm a vibe. I'm energy. Mm-hmm. I don't drink. I don't smoke.
Really?
Yeah, bitch. I've never been drunk a day in my life.
That's so good.
Yeah. And it's so sad because like my friends be trying to pour liquor down my throat. Literally. Like, you know how your friends be drunk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're like holding me down trying to pour liquor in my mouth.
What kind of friends is that?
I'm not mad at it because it's like, it's a safe environment, but I get it because everybody's like, bro, you've never been drunk. It's like, you know, it's like taboo. It's like, what? Well, how old are you? Never drank? Yeah, never.
That's how my friends are with me and weed. I've never smoked weed in my life. Mm.
Okay, yeah, I'll smoke weed.
Yeah, so they be like,
I'll smoke weed.
No,
I'll smoke weed, but I don't like how it makes me feel.
Yeah, that feels, ooh.
I don't know if it's the type of weed I'm smoking or I tried to smoke, but it puts me on a level that just fucks me up every time. I don't like it.
So what made you not ever want to drink? Was it like the past trauma? Have you seen something?
And that's another thing I've been working on, trying to figure that out. Okay. For the whole time, I've been thinking that shit just fucks me up. So when I would try to drink or like drink with my friends or recreationally, I would try to drink and my stomach would feel so fucked up, right? But I was like, I'm on some real shit, I think subconsciously, because my dad had to, you know, he drank really heavy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I think subconsciously, I'm just trying to prevent myself to catch a habit. Like, you know?
Right.
Because it's like, bruh, like, it's kind of crazy. Like, I haven't fucked with it. I've tried wine. I've tried champagne. I can't get with it. So I think it does have something to do with childhood shit. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think it's just, and I never realized as I was growing up and my friends were drinking like that was a thing. But now that I'm doing the digging, trying to figure shit out, I'm like,
pulling back them layers.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, they thick.
Yeah.
My grandfather was a heavy alcoholic growing up.
Yeah, my functioning though. Don't get me wrong. I hate to put you out there. But he's stopped drinking. He had his fix. Like, he got fucked up real bad and he was like, I'm good. So he's stopped drinking for a while now. But I'm just saying, like, very functioning, like, can go to work, you know, this whole suit on, but be drinking.
Still in his bag, but you drinking too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rise and shine. I'm like, damn.
How do you do it?
Yeah. How do you do it? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
And with you figuring out like who you are and your purpose and everything, are you trying to like really make a name for yourself now? Because I know sometimes you get pushed to the side, like, oh, where'd you baby mama? But you're so much more.
I never realized that though.
Well, look, let's talk about it.
Yeah, but okay. So let me be honest with you. I just was talking about something about with also my friend and her boyfriend about certain stuff and just having brands and not wanting to be the face. It's just not me just trying to get comfortable and back in my skin of who I am because I have a lot to offer and a personality and I don't really show it much. Right. Not because I'm scared to, I just have been accustomed to be kind of in the background of just in life in general, not just with my kid's father. I'm just saying in life.
Okay.
So I think for me, like I'm just trying to, I don't know. Like, I'm not necessarily trying to pop out. I'm not really that person. I want to make the money and be in the background. I like to, I want to know the people. I want to have the connects, but I don't want to be on the front page. I don't want to be the front surface of the anything. I like to be low.
Okay.
And I think that's why I don't talk a lot about certain shit because I really don't want to be bothered with certain shit.
Got you.
But I want to go to the shit. I want to be at the event.
Right.
You're trying to pop in and pop out.
And that's a lie, too. I don't really like to function. But if it's just some fly shit, like, and I'm invited and I know the people and we hanging out, of course I want to go. But I don't want to be the face of nothing or, you know, like, always in the news and shit or the blog, whatever the shit's called.
Do you know how rare that is, though? For a beautiful, like, you're beautiful as fuck.
Exactly.
A lot of girls, you know, they have a baby daddy or somebody that they talking to, quote unquote, and they just looking for a moment every day.
They love the clout.
You're not even pressed about that.
For it.
You really
not. I don't
not.
Like how it makes me feel.
Yeah.
I'm human. And when I'm like that, I feel like sometimes I start to compare myself to other women and I don't want to feel like that anymore.
Yeah, well, you do hold yourself like a proper lady. I did see your TikTok when you was like, you said, I don't twerk, we dance elegantly. And I loved it. I sent that to Amber. I said, that's the quote.
I mean, I'm still like, I'm cool as fuck. I'm a little bit of a tomboy. So I am a loose character, like person. I'm a vibe. I'm always energy. I'm easy to talk to. But like, I just like to be laid back. Like, I'm going to be a vibe. I'm going to chill. But I don't like to be, you know, I don't want to be a part of all this shit. I don't want to.
Keep it player.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I still want to be a part of shit as far as like in the industry, as far as making money.
Right.
But I don't want to be the face of stuff. So if I can use my resources and the people I know and maybe pop out and do things like this to support you, just little things here and there, I can respect that and do that. But I ain't trying to do all that shit.
Right.
Well, let's switch it up.
For me.
Motherhood.
Ooh.
You have two beautiful daughters.
Yeah.
I saw one of your daughters is playing tennis. Doing her thing.
She's so amazing.
Right.
And I will be honest, her dad got her onto that shit. And it's cold as fuck in here. I have goosebumps. But that's not a part of the podcast. I'm sorry.
You need a blankie?
No, I'm just kidding.
I guess cut it down a little bit.
No. It's like, itch. But back to what I was saying. My bad. No, but her dad got her into tennis, right? And it was so crazy because he was like, that's one thing I will say. He pushes her. And he goes to her tennis practices. He does all that shit.
Love that. That's
oh, what? That nigga going. He's there. He's present. But I'm saying, like, he got her into that. And I just followed through and did my part because of his schedule and how his life is. I have to do my part and make sure I get him there because mama's is all day, every day.
Come on.
So while he's working, he does whatever the times he can be there, which is a lot of the times, and then the times he can't. So I do the ripping and running. But when I say she has gotten so good and I'm just so proud of her, it's like she has a natural knack for certain things athletically. And she's very, very smart. She picks shit up easily.
I heard that.
That's what I said. I'm like, fuck, God damn it. Make us some damn money.
Period.
Look, you know when you got it, you just got it.
Yeah.
It's kind of like she just has it.
That's a real thing. Yeah. That's a real thing. Like, you know, some people are like, why I can't do that? She don't have to feel like that. She's very young. She's the sweetest out of the two. The little one's baddest.
Well, I love that little clip. Y'all was doing a photo shoot.
And something.
Oh, babe.
I love it.
So much personality at such a young age.
And like, she knows. She's so confident. I love
she that. Gives fucking hell on earth. That's the one right there. She has a real spicy attitude. She's aggressive. They were playing the other day, and sorry, Harmony. She was playing, and they was roughhousing, and she knocked Harmony tooth out. Yeah, bitch. She's like, she's that type of rough. And it wasn't like she literally was trying to knock her tooth out, but she just was so rough with the kid and so much bigger. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
It's her older sister. And I'm like, it was a baby too. We still got teeth to come back.
Right.
But yeah, so that just says they're polar opposite. My younger one is a lot like her father and my older one is a lot like me.
Gosh, do you want more?
I do. But I feel like now that I'm in the space of like kind of growing and healing, it's like my next kid, I want to be in a different season of myself.
Come on. Okay.
I just want to be in another vibe. My kids had to grow with me, even though I had Harmony at a really good age. I had her at 25. I wasn't too young.
Oh, yeah.
But even then, it doesn't really matter how old
that's
you
a good
are.
Age,
you, yeah. Mm-hmm. You still are growing no matter how old you are. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And going to like different things. Yeah. So mm-hmm. they've had to grow through a lot of shit with me. So I would like for my next kids to get a different space and opportunity.
Okay.
There's a little something.
Right,
something,
right, right.
Something. A little something.
I love that. You had a brand called Girls Night Out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still have that?
Where is it
and
at?
How did that come about?
Where
right.
the site at? What's
I ain't a girl,
on?
But I want a night out.
Okay. So I did have a brand, Girls Night Out. And so with that, it was a women's clothing line. It was supposed to be streetwear. With that, I want to say the space that I was in mentally, I wasn't able to properly deliver like I felt like I could.
Okay.
And so instead of like diving even further, I kind of took a step back and I decided to like really try to figure out what I want to do. And so it's still a brand. It's being revamped and it's coming in a whole different way. And it's not going to be women's clothing wear. So it's going to be more so like skin and body. And I haven't even told nobody that. But since you asked, it's like, why not?
Hello.
Did we just get
the rebrand is near.
Yeah. So I'm working hard though. Like, yeah, I'm working hard.
So with that still being your brand, you do have an event coming up.
Yeah.
Hope for the Holidays, helping women and children in need. I
yes.
love that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Okay. So this came about, and this is just an honest, true thing. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I be explaining myself a little bit too much because it be seeming like I sound crazy, but I'm gonna just be honest.
Okay.
It came on my heart to want to do something and give back. And so I was talking to my friend who's a part of my board of my nonprofit. Her name is Crystal, and she's a licensed clinical therapist, Black woman, USC grad.
Mm.
And
all right now.
That she's a shit. And I was telling her, like, friend, I don't want to keep going downtown and doing Skid Row. And I'm not saying that people don't need it. But to be honest, it's like when I went to do something with my kid's father and his mother, they have a nonprofit or whatever, okay. 400 Ways, right? So I went, this was some years ago, we would go downtown for Thanksgiving. And we would go, everybody was already serving plates.
Yeah. Everybody goes to Skid Row.
Everybody right. goes to Skid Row because they don't know where else to reach to. So
right.
my thing was, is I was like, being a clinical therapist and dealing with other women in group homes. Eventually I want to work with specific homes and women and just like give them, you know, whatever resources or help there and be there and not just be so like robotic with them. Mm-hmm. And so just this event in particular came about because I said, I wanted to do something to let, you know, before the year it was up.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? Thanksgiving was too close. I didn't want to do the right. turkey shit. And I'm like, what can we do? And I'm like, of course, Christmas. But I want to make it fun. So the event, basically, my friend who's part of the event, Crystal, I spoke about, mm-hmm. she is going to be raffling off 10 free sessions, 45-minute sessions to a woman in need of therapy. We also have a telehealth van that will be there that provides services like through the communities and stuff like
all
that.
Right.
We'll have food, we'll have a jumper, and there'll be a toy giveaway. And we're working on doing goodie bags for the women to try to take away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. Just music and vibes. So the kids are welcome. No admission needed. And it'll
you
be
heard
in LA.
That free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Free.
It's like free to come get more free
right,
shit.
Right.
And it's mm-hmm. fucked up because I was trying to promote it, but I've been posting really heavy about Palestine and stuff. So
oh, yes,
I've been
yes.
shadow banned. So
okay.
I'm just trying to get everybody, which I'm thankful. Thank you for
oh,
that.
Oh, you're going
to
get out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so grateful. And I think this is absolutely beautiful that you're doing this.
It is.
You're trying
yeah.
to get into a community and make things happen where these bitches yeah. are online trying to make the blog. So
yeah.
you guys, need to, this is a great example of a woman who no is shame. Trying to make change and she's mm-hmm. genuine about it. The event is on December 10th at from 1 to 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. 6900 Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles.
And we're going
to
place the flyer.
Yes. I'm going to put all of the information down in the description box. Thank you.
And it will be at the location will be at my it's like family friend. It's his studio. It's a really
awesome.
Dope place, but it's extra space and he's allowing us to use it to have the event. It's creative sound. So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please come out, ladies. Bring your kids. Bring the vibes.
Yeah, the aunties, if you're taking care of kids, the grannies taking care of kids, and nieces and nephews. And also, if you want to come and support and even just bring a toy, even if it's $5
mm-hmm.
worth a toy, and you just want to come enjoy the vibes and the music and the free food, I'm okay with that. Don't come empty-handed. It doesn't have to be expensive.
Mm-hmm.
I'm okay Easy. With that, too. Come Easy. Vibe with us, me and my family and my kids.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You just bring joy talking about it.
Yeah, I would love for you guys
bring
to
bring something, bring some toys.
I ain't got no kids,
food,
but I'll bring something.
Yeah,
right?
Come in.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Some books.
Yeah,
for
yeah, exactly.
sure. I used to love when I used to get books as a kid. Like,
That's
I used
my
to love
older
it.
Daughter, yeah. Yeah, I didn't, but.
I'm about to say, yeah, that's not me, but
I'm screaming because I didn't really care. No.
I'm throwing that to the side. Where the toys at? Where the Barbies and stuff? What's up?
No, fucking for real.
Right.
You can find brass dolls.
Right.
You spoiled it, white girl.
I don't want to do nothing with this shit. Yeah. Yeah, that's about right.
Well, let's drop into some of this weekly drama that's been going on.
Yes.
What's going on?
Let's talk about your friend.
Oh, God. So a lot of people are upset. You are just so aggravated. You just had... She wanted to jump right in.
I'm like, what?
Right. And she looked right at me and said it.
I'm waiting. What is it
about? Okay, so Keke Palmer reportedly calls off restraining order, hearing with baby daddy Darius to handle matter privately. Both have agreed to attend mediation. A lot of people are upset about this. Right. They're like, you know, this is a problem. They feel like this is a problem with a lot of people. They give people too many chances. At the end of the day, we're not in their position.
We don't know everything.
I can't speak for nobody but myself. I feel like do what's best for you.
Okay.
And that's my opinion on it. You know what I mean? I'm not in the room. I don't know what's going on behind closed doors. I don't know the conversations that they have already had.
Right.
That we don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your opinion, sis?
Well, I guess I'll keep it cute like you, so I don't know. That wasn't what I was going to say at first, but you're right. I don't
know. I'm not even going to be there, Ryan.
But I'm just saying, you know, last week or the other week, it was all posting all these videos and stuff, and oh, he's beating me and everything, but then you want to go to mediation? Like, come on, let this man, like, you know, he got to reap what he sowed.
Yeah.
If he beating you down and snatching your phone and all that, come on, you don't, we don't work with that.
She a Virgo like me. Maybe she letting him get closer.
How many chances, though? How many chances for the cycle?
You never know.
It's my whole face.
Put that goddamn foot down.
Maybe she gonna put that foot up his ass. You don't know what she gonna do.
Okay.
So, Keke, do what you gotta do, friend.
No,
if you need backup, call me.
We still rooting for her, for sure.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. No judgment here.
No judgment.
You can talk about the next one.
Oh, my gosh. Did y'all see Chaotic throw that young woman in the pool that could not swim and was about to drown until little Scrappy came like an angel from heaven and grabbed her up? Did you see that?
No, I fucking did it.
Yeah.
She was drowning in the pool.
No, she was drowning real
right
bad.
In the pool. Yeah.
And they were screaming.
Yeah. So at the party, basically, everybody like pushes each other in the pool one by one.
Oh, well, and she this might not matter, but what city were they in?
Atlanta.
ATL.
Probably Atlanta.
Yeah, but you know they do that all the time to the girls, like just throw them in a pool, but you do not know who cannot swim. That's scary.
Wait.
Because if they threw my big ass in there 8 feet, I'm... You know what I'm saying? Like, what? I can't swim?
I'm trying right now. This is too fucking much.
That's scary.
I'm glad he went in there and rescued homegirl for real.
Oh, he saved her.
He did.
Yeah, he
did. I appreciate that.
Shout out to little Scrappy.
And that was 8 feet.
I was like, damn.
No, that's deep right there. Literally deep.
Friend, hey, get a flash screen.
Okay, excuse me.
Ooh, so crazy. I saw something on social media, and I just wanted to get, you guys are two both beautiful women, I don't know what your types are, but I am the type of guy that I don't mind a well-groomed man. Mm-hmm. Even though I am a gay man, so of course I'm going to be well-groomed. Mm-hmm. But this gentleman, he ain't a gentleman after I saw this video. He was basically rambling on saying that heterosexual men are gay if they get their nails done or if they get a haircut weekly. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you guys to listen to this and I want your opinion on this, okay?
You're going to go get... Get your nails done. You're going to go get your feet done. You moisturize every day. What kind of man are you?
You said get your hair cut every week.
What kind of man are you? You somewhat of a homosexual man.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm saying you get your hair cut every week. That's feminine.
Cringe.
If you get your hair cut every week, homie, that's damn near feminine to me.
I want to know, you two are both ladies and you guys, I don't know if you like men and women, but if you do prefer a man, do you mind if your man is well-groomed, gets his hair cut weekly, gets a manicure, maybe a pedicure?
I feel like there's nothing. Well, why does that make a man fit? I don't know. I think that's absolutely absurd. But I will be honest, since you guys are asking opinions, I'm not for... man that I'm dating to have polish on their hands and shit, but to get your hands clean, first off, like 9 times out of 10, if this is really your nigga and you fucking with him, his hands is gonna be in and around your shit. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want no nigga name. Nah.
With the dirt
clean, keep all that up. There's nothing wrong with that. Now, this might just be also another biased opinion of mine. Do you fuck yourself up?
Wow, did you lose your mouth? Is it a hole? That's embarrassing.
I almost drowned myself.
Maybe you should wipe it.
Oh, damn.
Casey, can you have me a napkin out of my Louis Vuitton bag?
Hurry, my anxiety. Amber, what about you?
Well, it is what it is. I talk to hood niggas, so I don't know what they do. They probably dirty as fuck. I'm sorry. I don't know. But I wouldn't mind him getting cleaned up.
So do you guys
like hood niggas?
Yeah.
She loves hood niggas, bottom of the barrel.
She was talking about that too.
Yeah, I'm trying to get out of it though. It's hard. And what did you just say,
barrel.
Jacob?
Bottom burial. No, I'm just saying
the burial. The barrel. The barrel. The burial is way at the bottom.
I said that because nobody stuck with her. She's becoming. I'm just like, she is too much. You know when you have a friend that, like, when a guy come around, she don't mind. It ain't tricking if you got her. But you don't mind spinning and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's some guys that she be talking to, or that she talked to in the past, that would just be around for that. Mm-hmm. So I was over the moon when I found out she went on a date and a guy paid.
Oh, I was over the moon.
I was. And he offered to pay for the valet.
Oh. Oh, he did. It was $40.
And she said no.
I said no because I feel bad. He has a daughter. And, you know, I already don't talk to guys with kids, but I know his job ain't really cracking like that. So he probably needed that
$40.
No. I feel bad.
Don't feel bad. Job. For the fucking valet, bro.
I can't even tell you his job on here, but it's something.
Yeah. You was about to tell the job. I don't even know the job. I want that tea out to
right,
the
fire. If I tell you the job, then everybody's going to know what I'm talking about. It's going to
yeah.
be like,
yeah, it's okay. Yeah,
But anyways, yeah, men should keep themselves clean though. They should.
Yeah.
Why
I
not?
I don't feel like a man is feminine because he gets it. But I'm not gonna hold you. I did see like one of my homegirls, like she has like a boyfriend and he does have like designs on his nails. Now I'm gay, but I don't even have that. I'm not judging him for having. I'm just right. like wow, like you know, men are very bold now, full sets, honey.
Then why'd she come around with some black nails?
What? Fuck no.
Okay, I know he be wearing a little church shoes, so I just, you know, I don't know.
You can't do it. I can't take it right. Stop. Don't you fucking do it.
Okay, my bad.
The whole dance. That's the Holy Ghost. Okay, dude. Okay.
Don't even
oh, okay, so it is what it is.
Before we get into the Instagram questions and stuff like that, let's have a little bit of fun.
Okay.
We had a segment that we used to do every episode, but we kind of took a little break on it.
Out of the box.
Boom, boom.
Chica. So we get a little freaky, a little crazy, a little bit.
Okay.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, Jacob, do you mind? You're a male.
I can't really reach that box. You're a little bit closer to me.
That leather's a little too tight.
It's so tight. Getting dominatrix.
Tucking the nut. Hilarious.
You just open it up, read the question out loud, and answer the best way you can.
Okay.
We'll do about 5 of them.
Oh, shit. That's a lot. It's giving me a lot. Sheesh.
This is going to be so fun.
Is it? You're fucking tickled pink, aren't you?
Merry Christmas.
Fuck.
Woo.
Oh, wow.
Amber wrote these. I didn't even get
like, you're a cold bitch, ain't she? You're a cold bitch.
That helped a little bit on the phone.
Yeah. Okay. The question is, this has just got me. This is so funny. Are you still a sneaky link with your baby daddy?
Ooh.
No.
So y'all ain't doing it?
No, we're not. No.
Oh, you seem sad.
No, I'm just saying, like,
I'm
just fucking with you. Oh, y'all so messy. Y'all love it.
Is coming up. No cuddle?
No.
Listen.
Listen, I will not necessarily be about that, but when you deal with someone for a lot of years, it's like 10, 12, 15 of them. Yeah. It's like, you know, right. It's cool.
Ran its course.
Yeah, you want more focused on co-parenting in a safe space with that than trying to worry about dipping, doubling back.
Period. Yeah. You are so mature. I like that.
No. This is growth, babe.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Bro, right. You know, sometimes we get our midnight cravings, just like ice cream.
Come on now. And I can't resist
to take another hit.
Oh my God. Oh, why? This is a fuck. I'm putting this one back in the box. I got to.
We need to hear it.
This is crazy. What the
fuck? Wasn't Usher? That's the other one. Damn, friend, can we get there?
Oh, I thought that was the one that fucked Mary.
Oh, we did too.
Oh. Well, you can put that back in the box.
I just put it to the side. You already read it. It's cool.
That's why she said she got to put that back in the box anyway, but that was a good one.
Yeah, like, that's not.
Shout out to me.
Shout out to the messy boots. Fucking messy boots, dog. Okay, this is a cool question. Fae position and are you a freak? Damn, fae position. what is it called where the niggas on top, that's missionary?
Missionary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's up. Mm-hmm. I like that because it's very intimate and in the face and shit like that. I fuck with that.
That passion right there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Woo! You like to grab the back or the ass? And do the men like let you grab the ass? I know a lot of straight men be like, yo, don't touch my booty. Bro,
yeah, I can't do that part, but I love that for you. But I'm not grabbing ass, no, but
nails in the back.
Yeah,
nails, you know, in the back.
In the arms and shit. Oh, yeah. I hope not for
dear life. You know, I wanna ask you ladies, I always wonder because my homegirls used to scratch the man's back. And my brother, even when he used to, you know, fuck bitches back in the day, when I was a little kid, I used to see his back. I'm like, bro, why you have so many scratches on the back? I always wonder, are you guys like, is it just like a thing? Like, does it feel so good that you guys scratch your back, or is it something y'all want to make your marks?
You never like, not to take it to that extreme of dominatrix, but like, pain is pleasure.
I don't mind dominatrix. Oh my God. I like whips and chains and glory holes. All of those things.
Fuck.
Jesus. Well, I think that's where it comes from. Pain is pleasure. So sometimes when you're aggressive during sex, it's not always a bad feeling, but you do leave with marks, I guess. It's kind of what it is. Am I a freak? I don't know. I think I'm probably a little bit. Okay. I was going to sit there and lie, but since you asked me.
We love the transparency, Steph.
Okay, for sure.
Yeah.
Two more. Make them good. Make them great. Come on,
you
Kate.
You would only know. You would only know.
She gets that good one I want to know about.
What's wrong with you, bitch? What's really wrong with you, babe? Babe, would you rather eat ass or suck toes? Suck toes, bro.
Okay, I'll just, you know, eat ass.
I'm not, and that's fuck, that's tough. Some niggas' feet is crazy. That's a fucking doozy, babe. I don't want to eat ass.
Yeah, no, that's out.
I don't want to eat ass. And then it says, or both. Bro, for the ones that just want to fucking just go ahead and just throw it
all you can eat.
Yeah.
What you say, Jacob? Yum, 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 yum.
For some reason, guys tell me put this one back and try another one. I don't know. My spirit was feeling like it was gonna be crazy. It's me trying to peep through the thing. Fuck, I don't know.
It's your last one.
It's take gonna probably rock the boat. It's gonna be crazy. Oh my God, you guys are so fucking stupid. I can't
take it. Yeah, hopefully it's the one I want to know about.
Oh, I got something in my eye for real.
Laughter is just so good.
It is, but this is crazy.
Come on, we gotta make it interesting.
I feel like the other ones were so interesting, it couldn't have got any more interesting.
But that was scratching the surface. We wanted to go to the core.
Get to the meat.
Straight. That was a good one.
That steak was well done. Okay. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. I enjoyed that.
Thank you for participating.
No, for real. You're a great freaking sport. Yes.
Bro, the day if I ever have a fucking podcast or anything, I'm going to let your ass have it, bitch. Go ahead.
I'll be ready.
Yeah. Stay ready.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the Instagram questions.
Oh, God.
We asked Instagram, you know, that we told them you were coming on. And they got, but it was, everything was positive on my end.
Okay.
Mine as well.
Okay, yeah. So I'll start with this one. What's your favorite thing to do with your daughters and your favorite skincare product?
Ooh.
That skin is skinny. I don't see not one bump.
Me neither.
Oh, my God. What was the question again?
What's the favorite thing to do with your daughters and your favorite skincare?
I'm sorry. I really do have some technical
difficulties. You need tissue?
I don't know. What if it... No, I think I'll be okay.
Need a little fan?
Nah. Sorry. My favorite thing to do with my daughters, I don't know. It's just all around, like, just always spending quality time with them. Mm-hmm. But I don't have a particular thing. I'm like, literally... Heard the saying of 25/8 mom. I'm always doing something with them, down to my nail shop appointments, down to my doctor's appointments. I had to get a breast exam and cut the curtain and vibes on the other side.
It's wow. Like,
some fucking privacy.
Super
can't
mom.
Take a bath without her being in there or take a shit. So I mean, honestly, I don't have a particular thing, but just doing anything that makes them feel good and like feel loved on, you know, and whatever that may be, sometimes it's different, you know, like last night, Harmony spent the night with her best friend and I had Vibe a long time with just me and Vibe. Mm-hmm. And so what she requested was to make bagels and cookies and to do a picnic in our living room and watch movies. So. And so that's what we did. She still gave me hell during the process, but she was very happy. She was very happy. And that meant a lot to me. So that was that. My favorite skincare, hopefully mine soon, but
that's right.
Not hopefully.
It will be.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm working on how I speak to myself. I got y'all. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Right now, I want to say I'm into like actual skincare stuff. I don't know. Like, believe it or not, I don't really take great care of my skin.
What?
Yeah, I don't. And being that I'm half white, I'm shocked of that. Mm-hmm. You know, white people age fast.
Real bad. Well,
you're not Asian.
I am. But it's okay, though. I'm working on it, and I'm trying to take better care of my skin. But that's a spot, like, a question that I don't have, a straight answer for. But okay. I do use this brand called Starface that I live by that's really good for, like, washing and cleansing my face. Okay. But, like, off the top of my dome, I don't have nothing.
Got you.
Well, your skin looks amazing.
Yeah, it definitely does, for sure.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Jake, you can go ahead and go.
Okay.
We'll go back and forth.
Somebody said, I want to see more of her family side. Does she have siblings, et cetera?
I do. I have siblings. So my mom, I was my only child between my mom and my father. But my dad had other kids, and they're a lot older than me. And then I have a sister, and I have two brothers, and they're a lot older than me. No shade. Sorry, sis. But my sister's a ER nurse. And then my brother, he was in the Marines. He's a barber. He also used to work as, what are those people that work inside the jails?
Oh, what
the guard. Not the guard, but the, yeah, like, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He used to be. CO, okay.
So I do have siblings. My brother, he's older. We are in touch. We talk and stuff like that. But my sister, I was just with her the other day, and we have a pretty good relationship. You know, she's like very smart, highly educated. She's just like a dope person. So yeah, I do have siblings.
You know, kind of listening to you talk, you're very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. Am I?
Yeah, you are. Like, I can listen to you. Like, if you were to write a book and it was audio, I would listen to your entire book. Yeah.
It's calm.
It's calm and yeah, you're good. Like, even when you described your daughter, like how you said, we had a picnic and she wanted bagels.
She wanted bagels.
It was just the way you talk about it. It's kind of like you paint the picture and I saw every step of the way.
Thank you.
Like, when you speak, it comes from like a passion.
Right.
Like, you mean what you say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's staying on business. That's T.I.
For sure.
That's
so business. Yeah.
I love it.
That should keep it in my eye. It was another question you asked me about that you said, siblings, and that was it. A more family side. Mm-hmm. I have my mom passed away when I was 25. She died
I'm sorry.
Thank you. Yeah, she died a month after my older daughter was born. So my daughter really didn't get a chance to meet her. Oh. And then my dad, I still have my father. He's in my life. He's okay. My parents had me at a really, I'm the youngest. Even though my mom's only, I'm the youngest in my siblings. My dad is 72 years old.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. But he's a black man, so he doesn't look his age.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's right.
He's a black man, so he doesn't look his age. But yeah, I will say that I've found my family and my like cousins and my close friends and a lot of YG's family. I'm very close to them and still very close to them. Mm. But I don't have like a really big family, you know, on my side with my family. And I lost touch with a lot of people for reasons I don't like to talk about. But
respect.
You know, I just find my family in that, but I do have siblings and they're dope.
Yeah.
They're dope. Awesome.
Yeah.
You answered that well.
Very well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's see. What tattoo do you have on your chest? Heart eye.
Oh, fuck. Who the fuck?
Amber.
Well,
not heart eye. What do I have on my chest? I think I have some fucking flowers. Bro. I think I have like a collage of like cherry blossoms and roses or something on my chest. I think. Okay. I don't know. I can't really remember. It's kind of sad to say. Yeah.
I don't have any tattoos, but I commend you for having so many.
Yeah.
Oh,
especially on your neck. Did that hurt?
Yeah, it hurt everything. I have a high pain.
High pain tolerance.
Yes, I do. I do. Extremely high. And I can't. Well, actually, I did get a tattoo. No, I haven't got a tattoo recently. That would be a lie. But when I say the most recent tattoos that I did get, it hurt me tremendously. And I stopped back and I look. I started getting tattoos when I was, I think, 16 years old.
Yeah.
And some of my tattoos that I got on my face and my neck were the first tattoos I got. The most dysfunctional shit I could have did. Like, who does that? Like, why do you go tattoo your face at 17 and 18? Isn't that fucking crazy?
Mm-hmm. It's called life. It is called life. But you make it look good.
Yeah. Well, everybody says that.
But Amber Rose, I love her. You know,
yeah, that's my girl. Amber Rose, I love her too. Yeah, I know her. But I don't fuck with them anymore, and I'm growing out of it.
She's so annoying. No, she shaded me, not you. Ignorance, we always are banned. We go back and forth.
Well, where did he? I'm like, but yeah, I'm actually getting my face tattoos removed.
Never.
Yeah. And bro, if I didn't like want to, I would probably humiliate myself. But the way I look after I'm done is absolutely insane, bro. Like my face swells up like a fucking...
Really?
Crazy. Mm. It's the worst pain I've
ever felt. On getting like another tattoo? And would you ever consider using a numbing cream?
No.
Okay.
I don't fuck... The numbing cream... I don't even use numbing cream during the tattoo removal. It's tremendously painful. I can't even explain it. Like, I'm in tears. I get up and take shit that would take me like 2 minutes to finish my whole face. It takes me 20 minutes because it's excruciating. I'm not even, and I have a high pain tolerance. It's fucking disgusting. It's the worst. It smells like burning skin. But all to say is, would I get another tattoo? Absolutely. I love tattoos, but I wish I just did it from neck down.
Okay.
I still am a fan of tattoos. I'm not trying to be anti-removal. But
right.
I just wish I would have just hit from here down, that's all.
What was your first tattoo?
It was actually this weird-ass star, something my mom took me to get on my back and my shoulder.
Okay.
Some fucking stupid shit. And then the next one, I went straight for my neck. It's like, fuck.
That's crazy. That's the same question I got.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It was the first tattoo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me see. I know I have at least.
Somebody says that you want more kids, which you already, did you already answer that, right?
Yeah,
you
said
you
I
want
do.
More kids.
I do want more kids.
And any advice for someone dating rappers?
Any advice for dating a rapper? Fuck.
Yeah, or somebody of a name doozy. In the industry.
That's a doozy. Just fucking fend for your life. I don't know. I don't know. Everybody's shit is different. Just set up your boundaries and what you're okay with. I feel like anybody dating anybody, whether they're a rapper, fucking work, I don't know, wherever, a lawyer, an attorney, anybody, whoever you're dating, just having a boundary and setting it so they know where you stand, so there's no confusion and you don't get caught in a fucked up cycle. Because then once you start to have feelings for a person, you kind of feel obligated to still deal with certain shit. And that's basically the best advice that I can give with anybody, you know, just the typical cliche shit of being true to yourself and setting boundaries. Also, understand whatever world that you're going into, don't be naive. You have to understand what shit comes with, and nothing's easy. So don't think that you're going to go date somebody and shit's going to be all green, because a broke nigga can do you wrong. So
sure, they sure can. Right.
It's just life. It's all right. Just be willing to deal with that, but just stay true to yourself and have certain limits and boundaries on your shit.
Period.
Well, I don't need to go to therapy. You are my therapist.
Hello. You're doing a great job. So I know you said you take, you know, everything a day at a time, but where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Man, damn, fuck Amber. That's a good one. I don't got the answer. Where do I see myself? I can't say 5 years. I just, if for future, I just see myself having my own brand and flourishing. I just, it's really big for me now to be, I don't know how to put this. For my daughters, not more so than ever have I felt that I need to be a better example to my daughters and what I like, what I do and who I am, because they only know their dad to be this. They love me. They see me superhero mom, but I want to show them, like, as a woman, you know, certain things that I feel like I probably haven't shown them because I've been more of a stay at home mom.
Right.
And so I will say, and like, I guess in 5 years, I just want to see myself mentally stable and well and healthy and owning multiple businesses.
There you go.
And properties, you know, and just being able to love on my kids the best way possible. Just trying to break generational curses. That's where my I'm at. It's a little all over the place, but you know.
Okay.
What's next for you?
What's next for me? Fuck.
I wasn't done.
Go ahead.
Well, I want to know that, and then you can go back to what you was...
Okay, do yours first. Right. You know, we usually ask it at the end, sorry.
It's okay. No, I got something else at the end.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah, what's next?
I'm like, okay, well... what was the question? I'm sorry.
What's next for you?
What's next for me? Oh, man, what's next for me? I don't know. I'm hoping the shit opportunities is just endless. I don't know what's next for me. You know, just being in the space that I'm in and trying to just flourish the best way I possibly can. I don't know. I hope that like I said, that the business that I'm trying to venture off in and the nonprofit, it gets bigger and better, and I help more and more people and women and touch young women in ways that, you know, not your basic, like, you know, bullshit that not, excuse me, I'm sorry, y'all. It's not bullshit that people be doing, but on a level of, because I just want to be more specific. I don't want to shade nobody, but on the level of, like, I want to be more one-on-one with women. You know what I'm saying? Like, have intimate. And I don't want to preach at you. I want to talk to you. And I want to share some of the shit that I've been through. So I haven't always had just a cool life because I deal with my baby daddy or whatever the case may be. So just trying to be more of that. You know what I mean? I don't know. You guys have good questions. I'm going to go home and ask my fucking self.
That's
like,
right.
Bitch, write this shit down.
Send that shit right. For a minute.
You don't need to have a full generalized answer, you know?
Yeah.
You still give good answers.
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be speakers at the event?
So that's what I didn't want to do necessarily.
Okay.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want it to be that. I wanted it to be an event that came out. But since my friend, like I said, who's going to be there, who is a licensed clinical therapist, I have to keep saying that shit because she worked fucking hard. Being a Black woman as well and highly educated, it's like, go friend. And she's young. But nonetheless, she will be there and she will be... you know, if anyone wants to step aside for privacy and stop and ask questions, talk to her, or ask about sessions. But I think this is more so about a gathering and giving back this time. And I have events to come that will be more intimate and have girl events where we can talk and we can do mood boards and we can have stuff like women's homes and group homes and talk about stuff and writing your goals down and shit like that. Because even though I never had to go through some of the shit younger women had to go through, I didn't have a perfect life. I will say my mom was a great mother, but she never really instilled in me in planning things out.
Right.
And so with me having, you know, pretty, you know, decent young, you know, childhood, I feel like I didn't even get that taught to me, you know? Right. And I feel like setting stuff out and writing your shit down and figuring out and sticking to it and not quitting and having those conversations and like not doubting yourself, because I still do that. So those conversations I want to have in a more intimate setting with women, but I want this just to be a fun event.
Okay.
Oh, and the telehealth van. So the telehealth van is also like a service that they provide throughout the community for some people that are not able to get back and forth to certain things or like appointments. And they also have like a screen where you're able to talk to either a licensed physician or therapist for any of your needs. If you're unwell, you're not sick. That day, it won't necessarily be specifically providing any services, but show you the services that they can provide or if they can provide some small services.
Okay.
So that will be there. So those will be the two options of things for that. But everything is supposed to just be food and music.
Yeah, good
times. And good times. You know, people need that shit. When you down and out, you sad. Like, everybody don't want to be talked at. So
for sure. And I'm glad you said that it'll be more events. I want to do me like a vision board party at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can partner up and get some girls out.
That would be amazing.
You know?
I'm trying to find group homes right now that are specific for women in need and stuff like that. So when you do that, you know that you're reaching the targeted, you know, the targeted group that you're trying to reach. And just let me know.
I like that idea, friend.
Bad.
Yeah, mood board. That shit is for real, because I do it with my friends, or I attempt to do it. We're supposed to be doing some. And just putting it out and laying it out in front of you has always been so helpful.
Mm-hmm. And you got to see it every day. You walk by it every day. It give you like, you know, motivation.
Yeah, it's a reminder like, okay, we on track.
Okay, right. Let's keep it pushing.
Right.
Love
well,
that.
Kate. I couldn't wait. I want to speak some life into you.
You're
not only beautiful in and out. You're not also a good mother. You're talented. You speak very well.
Thank
you're
you.
A daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And I pray that anything that you believe in God for, that it flourishes tenfold.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Your business is going to be successful at manifesting that for you.
The rebrand,
the book.
Yeah,
the therapy sessions you give people by just even opening your mouth and talking about your experiences.
Yeah,
it's so beautiful, and you are really a beautiful soul, and we really appreciate you coming on the Just Us podcast.
Yes, and I brought you a little candle to put in your crib.
Oh, thank you.
Let me tell
you. I was hoping it wasn't gonna be like liquor or nothing, so I was like, damn, friend.
We usually give away bottles,
so this is so awesome.
Yeah,
so I can receive this candle. Let me tell you, it is from Forever Rose.
Okay,
it smells good. Let me tell you, at the bottom, it has a QR code.
Okay.
So it's a playlist.
Ooh,
to set the mood and the vibe.
That's fucking fire.
Yes.
And I'm very grateful. Thank you so fucking
much. Of course.
Much.
Yes.
It's me
of
trying
course.
To smell it while we right here.
Right here. Let's see.
It's me trying to smell it. Let's just see really
right,
quick.
You know what's in her car before.
Yeah. What? I'm screaming. Let's see. Oh, cuddle up. So it's going to be a little freaky little playlist.
Yeah.
Oh, this shit's fire.
That's I smell it from here.
We only give the best to the best. Fuck the rest.
Yeah, yeah. This shit is really
stay
fire.
Blessed.
It smells really good. It always put to the test.
No yeah. cap, it's fire. I can't wait to light it, but it's just crazy. I can't take it. I can't wait. I'm going to go in the car and scan the QR code.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, let's see what this bitch got.
Let's light this motherfucker up.
I don't know how he was.
Yeah, we just vibe it.
Yeah.
Shout out to her beautiful best friend that came and support her. Yeah. Get your best friend to come and support you.
Yeah, she's really the vibe. You know, she's my everyday partner right now. She's really it, you know? And she has some really fire. I'm going to go ahead
really
and do
fire
it.
What?
I'm about to tell you right now. Her name is Bjornik. Okay. Friend, how I spell it? At B-J-R-N-K, right?
NCK. Her app is right here down below, you guys.
Yes. Yeah, so look, she's an artist.
Okay.
She's been an artist, but she's super talented in music wise. But on top of that, she has some jewelry line. Let me put it on top tier. Oh, and it's fire. It's edgy, it's street, it's sexy. It's
is that what you have on now?
Yeah.
Come by me so they can see.
Yeah.
Yeah, show a little something.
What's up?
Yeah, so it's just like I'm just so
the
grateful.
Okay,
yeah, she's it.
Okay, so the link is down in the description. Oh, okay, I'm gonna put your at then, so that way they can follow you. Yeah. And then when it comes out, y'all better go purchase for my girl because I want a piece.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
give
y'all a piece. Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna wear it because I love jewelry.
Yeah,
period.
Yeah. That's okay. What I said. Bro, how's your friend wear gold? I saw all our wear. You ain't got no gold pieces. Right. She's like, I'm gonna do it.
That's what Amber's saying. She's like, oh, you like silver. I'm a gold
type
of
bitch. You like platinum.
Yeah.
Don't you do that. You like platinum.
This is silver.
I'm playing with you.
I know that.
And it's for you.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah, so I'm just so grateful to have the people I have around me. I'm appreciative of you inviting me here.
Of course.
I'm appreciative of you just now meeting you. You're a great person as well. Your personality's a vibe.
Thank you.
I always wanted a gay best friend, but I don't have any.
Well, you got a friend now. Yeah. You got a friend in me.
I know. I do want to get best
Shut
friend.
Up, Casey. My best friend over there talk about I'm flat.
Yeah.
What's your best friend too? So now you have like 9.
No, I don't. I have
and
7 total.
Keep and adding. Wow.
Excuse me.
That's true.
Casey is like my best friend. Seriously. We work together. We hang around every day. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a best friend, you don't have to know for multiple years. I have a best friend that I've known since I was a freshman in high school. And she's falling off the wagon now. So I have room for one more.
Not falling off the wagon.
Yeah, she just hasn't been
so
showing up.
So you just dismiss?
I feel like she's just not showing up for me as a best friend would. Mm-hmm. Or even just a friend in general.
You don't believe in giving grace?
I do believe in giving grace, but not when it's continuous. Mm-hmm. That's what it's given.
So I respect that.
There's no grace.
God gives it. That's just part of the boundary, so...
Right.
Part of boundaries.
Well, this was such an amazing episode.
It was! Better than I expected.
Wow, you thought it was going to be trash with me?
No, I didn't know how you was going to come. But I know that she was always cool. But I think it's going to be like, oh, you know.
Well, oh, no.
I don't want to talk about this. But you was like, yeah, I'm ready. What it is.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, shit, fuck it. We here now, right?
Come on.
We here. So, yeah. But I'm grateful. Thank you, guys.
And I want to see you out here more. Do some more podcasts, more interviews. Talk that shit.
I feel like when I always have.
Are we your first podcast?
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, I've never in my life. Yeah.
We popped your cherry.
Yeah. Yes. Never have I ever. But, you know, I'm down to do more podcasts and do those things when I feel like I'm a little further in my life and I can talk more about business and brands. Right now, I don't want no one in my business.
Take your time.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm living my life and I'm on my own journey.
Start on your own podcast and talk about what you want to. I listen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I listen. I love your voice. Well, you talk about chips. I love Cheetos. Doritos.
Yes, no. But you guys have some great shit going. Y'all energy is good. I fuck with it. I think it's also part of you guys making me feel very comfortable. It wasn't weird vibes. I think that's a big part in that. So.
You at home. You can come on this couch anytime you want.
Oh, my God. For sure.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm one of your hosts, Jacob Willis.
And it's your girl, Just Living, Baby.
And we'll see you in episode 36. Pew.